Friday night, I was in Morden at the Access Event Center for the return of the Boundary Trails Health Center Foundation Building for the Future fundraising gala, or as I mentioned from the stage a few times, perhaps it should now be called the Future is Here Gala. Just over a week ago, site work began on the long in development expansion of Boundary Trails Health Center, and that fact had a very positive hum running through the room all night. Foundation Chair Ben Friesen found a few moments to catch up with me.
What's running through your mind again seeing a packed house and all the support from the various communities in the region?
It's absolutely fantastic. I see the excitement of the people coming in. Everybody is like, oh man, this is great. Shannon's done a fantastic job with, you know, the theme, with the Gatsby theme, and people are, they're dressed up. They're ready to party. They want to have fun. And, you know, it's our building for the future, but we have a new slogan now, and we're going with the future is now, because it's come. We did the saw turning. We're ready to go. It's really great.
Like you said, we've had a bit of a transition from our building for the future to the future is now. We're just over a week after the official groundbreaking at the hospital expansion. What have you heard from the community since then, Ben, about how excited they are to see this finally happening?
Nothing but positive. Everybody says, you know, way to go, and not, you know, not that we take all the credit for it, but everybody involved in this. It's been a long procedure. There's many people that have done a lot of work to get it to this point. And it's just the community, you meet people and they talk about it, and that's great. We want to make sure that we get it out to the public even more in the next couple of weeks, in the next couple of months probably. And then when the equipment moves in there and they start digging here in another week or so, that should just add more excitement to it. The people are ready to go.
Now, again, to remind the area, we've set a $10 million goal, right?
We have set a $10 million goal. The government didn't demand this from us. We, in partnership with them, we had many long discussions and meetings, and the board came up with a number of $10 million of new money that we want to raise for this project. We have some other money that's already in place, and there will be a lot of other equipment needs. We know that as we come, but our support from the foundation is $10 million of new money community raised.
You know, you and I, because we live here, I think we are... would agree $10 million, we're going to hit it. But that still seems like a bit of a daunting number to reach.
It's a very aggressive number. We know that. And that's why I say we have the board discuss it at great lengths. But the board is representatives of all the different municipalities and towns and cities. And we just all feel that this community is willing to do that. And we really feel the support is there. And we know that we have to do our work. But the board is just bought into it. Like every one of the board members is working. You know, everybody's totally in favor of this project.
So again, reflecting on the future is now with the expansion underway, what does it mean to the board to finally be at this point? Because, you know, depending on who you talk to, it's been a decade at least, if not more than a decade, that this has been underway, but now it's happening.
It's really exciting. I happen to have been on this board 10 years ago when we did work on this, and then things got really slowed down, and then things started picking up again. So we're just really excited. It's finally happening. We know it's happening, and that's why I have to give credit to Jane Curtis and Cameron Friesen. They did a lot of pushing to make sure we got this groundbreaking done before a gala event tonight. They felt that it was very crucial for us, and of course we felt it was very crucial. And we're just really happy to finally see it. But at the same time, we know we're not in relaxed mode. We know now we've committed. Now we have to do our work and bring it, finalize it.
Ben Friesen, Boundary Trails Health Center Foundation Chair during Friday night's Building for the Future Gala. The $10 million fundraising goal was kicked into high gear with a $1 million donation from the Morden Community Thrift Store, as well as a $750,000 donation by Colleen and her late husband Bill Line, which will support construction of the cardiography suite at the hospital. You can make your donation at bthcfoundation.com. Did you know for a Monday morning? On the way.